Welcome to Wealthion. I'm Wealthion founder Adam Taggart, getting ready to step up from the chair and hand it to the new hosts coming on this channel. Very quickly, I just wanted to remind everybody that the Wealthion Fall Online Conference was held a week ago, and that was a fantastic, really our best conference yet. One of the great speakers, of the many great speakers, was of course the always wonderful Stephanie Pomboy, who we talked about inflation versus deflation. How are those two forces going to resolve next year? Stephanie, as usual, delivered a tour de force. Here's a little snippet from that conversation. You know, obviously, we've had a lot of inflation the past almost 2 years. Got up to 9% in 2022. Now we are in disinflation. It has plateaued off here for a bit. A lot of people are saying, okay, this is the sticky phase. I know that from a long-term perspective, you were concerned about deflation. Mm-hmm. I guess the question is are you still as concerned, or has anything, you know, in the journey we've been on over the past 2 years changed your outlook at all? And how do you think the forces of inflation and deflation are going to resolve in 2024?
Well, I think to clarify the deflation view, that's a secular view, and it's based on the twin forces of deflation, which are debt and demographics would be the primary drivers of a deflation forecast. You know, when you've got this much debt, it's just hard to have an enormous amount of inflation in the economy when you're trying to service all this debt. But I think that cyclically within the context of that broad secular deflation, you can obviously have periods of cyclical inflation. We went through that, and that was driven obviously by very aggressive monetary and fiscal stimulus, both of which are now sort of receding, the monetary much more so than the fiscal. But I think, you know, to get into a little bit of the nuance of my view on inflation, I see in the near term a situation where we've basically enjoyed the tailwind of the easy year-on-year comparisons in the headline inflation numbers. So we've come down from 9%, you know, into sort of the 3% range. That, of course, I'll add this caveat, is of no good to the average consumer. You know, they don't feel any better because prices are only going up 3% more on top of going up enormously over the last 2 years. However, for the Fed and Wall Street, this is, you know, they're busy taking a victory lap on inflation coming down. But I think the issue now is that first, the math starts to get challenging again. And we saw that in the latest batch of inflation numbers last week, where the headline numbers on both the CPI and PPI were a little hotter than expected. And of course, if you annualize, which, you know, it's never smart to annualize 1 month, but just to get a sense as to how inflation's running, the CPI is running at 4.8% versus a headline number of what, 3.1, I think. So, you know, we're clearly seeing a reacceleration in the inflation pressures. The question is, how sustainable is that? And then what form is it going to take? And my concern, as you and I have talked about a lot, Adam, is the degree to which companies are going to be able to continue to pass on their higher input costs to consumers. And obviously, they had a little bit of a window to do that because of all this fiscal stimulus and the suspension of student loan payments, et cetera, that was enabling households to absorb a fair amount of the price increases. That obviously is now dissipating. And I think it's going to be much more challenging for companies to continue to pass their higher input costs along. And it seems pretty clear as I look around the globe right now that the pressures on commodity prices aren't going away anytime soon, oil in particular. You know, I think that we should probably get pretty acclimated to oil trading in the $90 mm-hmm. area, if not higher. And that obviously is going to have a huge, you know, domino effect on the whole commodity complex and input costs generally. So I guess this is a long way of saying that I think that the corporate sector, after three, possibly four quarters of declining earnings, might enjoy a brief respite that reflects that 9 month period where they were able to pass on these higher input costs, and that then we'll have a double dip profits recession as these renewed pressures on energy costs in particular, but input costs more broadly, find that they hit a wall in terms of the consumer's ability to continue to absorb higher prices. So that's sort of, I see that double dip profits recession being a major story for the markets going forward, a real headwind, especially from the standpoint of S&P earnings forecasts, which are, I think, 12% for next year. And if we do see the market kind of adjust to a different level of earnings growth than expected, you're talking about asset deflation, which is yet another powerful driver of deflation in goods and services. You know, you wouldn't expect the stock market to go down and inflation in the economy to continue to go up. That reverse wealth effect is pretty powerful.
Well, if you liked that preview, folks, you're going to absolutely love not just the full presentation from that one, but the more than 10 hours of additional content from the presentations and live Q&A sessions that we had at the entire online conference. To go learn how to purchase those replay videos of the conference, just go to wealthion.com/conference. Thanks so much, folks, and thanks so much for watching.